Savitri, Book 10, The Book of the Double Twilight, Canto 2, The Gospel of Death and Vanity of the Ideal, page 616. At last to open thy eyes, consent and see the stuff of which thou and the world are made. Inconscient in the dumb inconscient void, inexplicably a moving world sprang forth. A while secure, happily insensible, it could not rest content with its own truth. For something on its nescient breast was born, condemned to see and know, to feel and love. It watched its acts, imagined a soul within. It groped for truth and dreamed of self and God. When all unconscious was, then all was well. I, death, was king and kept my regal state, designing my unwilled, unerring plan, creating with a calm, insentient heart. In my sovereign power of unreality, obliging nothingness to take a form, infallibly my blind, unthinking force, making by chance a fixity like fate's, by whim the formulas of necessity, founded on the hollow ground of the inane, the sure bizarre of nature's scheme. I curved the vacant ether into space, a huge expanding and contracting breath harbored the fires of the universe. I struck out the supreme original spark and spread its sparse ranked armies through the inane, manufactured the stars from the occult radiances, marshaled the platoons of the invisible dance. I formed Earth's beauty out of atom and gas, and built from chemic plasm the living man. Then thought came in and spoiled the harmonious world. Matter began to hope and think and feel. Tissue and nerve bore joy and agony. The inconscient cosmos strove to learn its task. An ignorant personal God was born in mind, and to understand invented reason's law. The impersonal vast throbbed back to man's desire. A trouble rocked the great world's blind, still heart, and nature lost her wide, immortal calm. Thus came this warped, incomprehensible scene of souls enmeshed in life's delight and pain, and matter's sleep, and mind's mortality, of beings in nature's prison waiting death, and consciousness left in seeking ignorance, and evolution's slow, arrested plan. This is the world in which thou movest, astray in the tangled pathways of the human mind, in the issueless circling of thy human life, searching for thy soul and thinking God is here. But where is room for soul or place for God in the brute immensity of a machine? A transient breath thou takest for thy soul, born from a gas, a plasm, a sperm, a gene, a magnified image of man's mind for God, a shadow of thyself thrown upon space, interposed between the upper and nether void. Thy consciousness reflects the world around in the distorting mirror of ignorance, or upwards turns to catch imagined stars. Or if a half-truth is playing with the earth, throwing its light on a dark, shadowy ground, It touches only and leaves a luminous smudge.